The Rambam comments concerning eating the Seder meal. The Rambam says that one is really supposed to do haseba, one is supposed to lean for the duration of the meal. One is supposed to lean throughout the eating of the meal. We mentioned in the early shiurim that the halakha requires one to lean during specific points of the Seder. One is required mikra din to lean for the dalakosos. We said that machlek is in the Gemara, which is the dalakosos one is really mechuyav to lean for. And since we're not sure, therefore misafik we lean for all four. Or, for example, there's a chiyuv to lean for the response of the different stages of the Seder. But in terms of the rest of the meals, so the Gemara doesn't speak about, so the Rambam writes it. The Rambam writes it lechatchila. The preferable thing to do is to lean for the duration of the Seder meal. But many people don't follow this practice of the Rambam anymore. The question is why. So this may be based on very important machlekes and rishonim concerning about leaning bisman hazeh altogether, even for those points of the Seder and one is technically mechuyev to lean for. There was a chiddush of the Rav Yoh, one of the rishonim, who maintained that the entire notion of haseba doesn't apply bisman hazeh. Technically speaking, one is not mechuyev to lean bisman hazeh. And the reason being, says the Rav Yoh, is that the whole reason of leaning is to demonstrate chayrus, bisman hazeh, since it's not normal for Bnei Chorin to lean. It's not considered to be a sign of stature, bisman hazeh. Therefore, to lean really doesn't accomplish anything. So therefore, the Rav Yoh said, the whole notion of leaning, bisman hazeh, the whole haseba, hakolim gakol, doesn't really apply. And according to the Rav Yoh, you don't even have to lean when you eat the matzah, you eat the dalakosos, bisman hazeh. The whole haseba doesn't apply, bisman hazeh. And most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rav Yoh. We don't really pass it like the Rav Yoh. Most of the Rishonim said that you still have to lean bisman hazeh, even though the original reason doesn't apply. So the halacha still requires of one to lean. So it's, even though it would appear that most of the Rishonim don't accept the Rav Yoh has made it into the halacha a little bit in the following sense. The post can have discussions of a person did something at the Seder without leaning, so b'diyevet can you rely on the opinion of the Rav Yoh? So it depends. When it comes to achilas matzah, so then if you ate without leaning, so then you have nothing to lose by eating another piece of matzah, so then why should you rely on the Rav Yoh? You don't have to, since most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rav Yoh. But at certain points of the Seder, especially at the later kosos of the Seder, so there is a notion that one is not supposed to be motzev al kosos, one isn't supposed to drink more than dal kosos at the appropriate times of the Seder. So there are many posts who maintain that if a person drank later kosos without leaning, so maybe b'diyevet we have a right to rely on the opinion of the Rav Yoh. So even though most Rishonim didn't really accept the Rav Yoh, perhaps under certain limited circumstances, we do really bring the Rav Yoh back to Psach Halacha. Or the Ramah quotes that there's a custom in many places that the women don't lean, because perhaps the women are relying on the opinion of the Rav Yoh as well, which is questionable. What's that based on? Why should that be so? Why, if we don't really paskin like the Rav Yoh, so how could we have a custom that we tell the women lechatchila that they're allowed to rely on the Rav Yoh? So this was suggested by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav's father, that maybe what the Ramah means is as follows. The fact that we don't accept the opinion of the Rav Yoh, after all, it makes a lot of sense that if leaning is not really a sign of stature anymore, so why in the world are we doing it? So the answer is that the other Rishonim maintain that there are really two parts of the mitzvah Haseba. Part of the mitzvah haseba is pesumei nisa. He's supposed to publicize the fact that we're bnei chorin. And the other half of the mitzvah is a zecher l'neis. We're supposed to remind ourselves that we're bnei chorin as well, not the Torah's pirsum, just as a zecher for each individual to remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So even though the reason of the Rav Yoh is correct, that leaning doesn't really show anything. If somebody sees you leaning, he's not going to associate that with necessarily being a ben chorin, because it's not the normal way of eating bisman hazeh. So perhaps one can argue that the aspect of piersum haneis of haseba really doesn't apply bisman hazeh. But there's another aspect of haseba, the aspect of zeichel haneis, that really does apply. That's in full force bisman hazeh. So even though we don't accept the Rav Yoh entirely, we do accept the Rav Yoh partially. We accept the Rav Yoh to the extent that piersum haneis really doesn't apply through haseba, but zeichel haneis maybe does. And that's the reason why we insist on leaning bisman hazeh. So said Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, maybe that's the reason why the women, many women, have accepted upon themselves the practice of not leaning, and the Ramah sanctions that custom. Not everyone agrees with it, but the Ramah paskin, the women don't lean bisman hazeh, based on the Rav Yoh. So says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, what the Ramah meant was as follows, that based on the Rav Yoh's chiddush, that piersum haneis doesn't apply bisman hazeh. So that, in fact, all the Rishonim agreed with. Everybody accepts that piersum haneis doesn't apply bisman hazeh. The only aspect of haseba that applies bisman hazeh is zeichel haneis. So Zeich and Eis may not apply to women for another reason. Generally speaking, women are exempt from all mitzvahs, sasheishas, mangram, all time-bound mitzvahs. The only exceptions being are mitzvahs which are, or some of the only exceptions being mitzvahs where we apply the rule of Afen Haibi also in Eis. Mitzvahs which are Neis oriented, and specifically Persume Nisa oriented, such as the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, the mitzvah of Neres Hanukkah, Kosos, mitzvahs which are primarily mitzvahs of Laharos HaSanis and Mepharis HaMezaneis, so then we say that women are Chayavos, Afen Haibi also in Eis. One can argue that the reason why women don't do Asebim is not as that, is because since the Rabbi was Mechadish does that Persume Nisa doesn't apply anymore through Aseh, because that's not the normal way of eating, it doesn't show anything, and the only reason why we don't accept the Rabbi entirely is only because of the fact that we have the additional aspect of Zeich L'Neis, but women are exempt from Zeich L'Neis, women are only obligated in issues of Persume Nisa. So the Rabbi has made it a little bit into Halacha Bizman Azeh, either in the sense of that maybe sometimes B'di'evet we rely upon the opinion of the Ramah, maybe at least concerning women, maybe we rely upon the opinion of the Ramah. So perhaps that's the reason, some post suggested, it's in the name of Rabbi Feinstein, that maybe the reason why the Minhag HaOlam has become to, in fact, not follow the Rambam's idea that one is supposed to lean a chachila for the entire meal, is that we're not so convinced that leaning really does anything, bizman hazeh. When it comes to matz and al kais, okay, it's a din, think the chachamim, Zeich L'Neis, okay, so we have to do it as a Zeich L'Neis, in deference to the Rishonim will disagree with the Rav Yehuda felt, so there is an aspect of Zeich L'Neis bizman hazeh. But to say that we're going to do a seva for the whole meal, which is not really mikra din anyway, that the whole seva, hakol mikol kol, is highly questionable bizman hazeh, and even if it exists, it's only a Zeich L'Neis, it's not really being mefarsim anything bizman hazeh for us as well, so maybe one can argue that B'chir Gavna would not mechiv to do that. The Rambam only felt that one is lechatchil was supposed to eat the entire meal b'haseiba. That's only when the haseiba is really accomplishing the real point. But it's really being farce in the nays. Then it's appropriate to do haseiba for the duration of the meal. But as long as that's not doing all that much, so maybe we just rely on the Ikar Adin of doing haseiba for the mouth and the alakosis, and that's sufficient. In terms of what one can eat at the Seder, so we mentioned that there are the minhag in many places is not to eat besides tzeli. But in terms of other things, so there really aren't all that many limitations. The Muslims say one shouldn't eat too much at the Seder because one is going to become too full and won't be able to eat the afikomen in an appropriate manner. But in terms of limitations on food per se, so there really aren't all that many. There was a fascinating minhag that existed in the Beis HaLevi, the Brisker Minhagim had the following fascinating minhag at the Seder night in terms of the limitation of one to eat. We know that there is a big machlekes about whether it's permissible to have matzah products which are put into water in Pesach, whether one is permitted to eat kebrachtz or not. The Gemara says, technically speaking, that it's mutter. The Gemara says that once the matzah was already baked, so there's no fear, it cannot become chametz again once it's fully baked. So it's not possible for it ever to become chametz, even if it's exposed to water. And those who accepted the minhag of not eating the matzah mixed with water, they were afraid that maybe our matzahs weren't baked as well bizman as that. So therefore, maybe there is a potential fear of it becoming chametz if it's exposed to water again. And many communities never accepted this. They felt that our matzahs are baked well enough. So the Beis HaLevi had a chumra. Even though the rest of the week of Pesach he felt that it was permissible, following the tradition of Gaon and others who didn't accept this minhag of not eating gebracht, but the Beis HaLevi felt that at the Seder night it's inappropriate. Why is that? So nothing to do with the issue of chametz, rather going back to something that we spoke about in the previous year, and that's the issue of matzah mevushelas. The din is one can only fulfill the mitzvah achivas matzah with eating matzah that's not mevushelas. So once you cook the matzah, then you can no longer be yotzei the mitzvah with it anymore. And we mentioned that according to the opinion of the Rambam, it would appear that there's a mitzvah to eat as much matzah as you can during the night of Pesach. So the Beis HaLevi felt that if a person ate his chazayis matzah ready, now he's sitting down and eating his meal, so if he goes, he doesn't want to eat any matzah anymore, okay, so he's not going to get that key in my mitzvah. But to go out of your way to eat matzah in its surah, that it's not acceptable, the matzah, because it's a matzah mevushelas, so the Beis HaLevi felt that was somehow a bit of the extended kiyum of eating matzah on Pesach night. So in terms of chametz, he wasn't concerned. He would eat it during the rest of the week of Pesach, but in terms of the bitl of this matzah, he had this mechudesh tevet kapeh. Most didn't accept this. Assume that If you want to eat more matzah, so you'll get the kibbutz mitzvah. If you don't want to eat more matzah, you won't get the kibbutz mitzvah. There's nothing to do with being also to eat anything. There's no such thing as a bittul of the mitzvah of eating more matzah on Pesach night. So there are some who followed the practice of the Beis HaLevi, and many people didn't follow the practice of the Beis HaLevi. So in terms of the Shulchan Orech, so basically there aren't all that many limitations as to what a person should eat. But the Pesukim do point out that one should be careful, although it should be a kavodik in Yontif meal, one should be careful that it not to get too full because of the next part of the Seder, which is going to be the mitzvah of tzafel, the mitzvah of achilas afikum.